Word of mouth. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, the forgotten history of Europe's largest forced migration, a post-World War II atrocity committed by the Allies that could complicate the record of the Good War. And an inside publishing pickle, what to do about advanced, unedited copies of books that end up on eBay. Plus, the contentious EBT card and farmers markets unite to offer fresh food to low-income families and a boost to local growers. But first, pioneers in the skies. Yesterday, the Huffington Post ran some shocking satellite imagery produced by NASA scientists. The images showed Greenland's melting ice shelf, a massive ice that disappeared in less than a week. The climatologists and glacier experts have resisted direct links between the sudden melt and climate change. It's been described as dramatic and unusual. Some say it's time for geoengineering, radical, large-scale technological interventions that could possibly reverse global warming. Two Harvard professors are developing a proposal for a first-of-its-kind field experiment in geoengineering. It's a kind of trial balloon that would release chemical particles into the atmosphere. Henry Fountain covered the story for the Green Blog of the New York Times. Henry, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about the proposed experiment and what it intends to do.
It's actually a very, very small experiment. In fact, those two scientists are actually just at the point of developing a proposal for it. And it wouldn't really test the concept of reflecting some sunlight back into space, which is one geoengineering idea. What it would do actually is just see whether there's any sort of negative consequences of putting these particles into the atmosphere. One negative consequence could be destruction of ozone. And so they'd like to test whether, you know, if you put a lot of these particles in the atmosphere, whether you'd actually do damage to the ozone layer.
So a lot of the objections about geoengineering, I mean, we've heard about proposals for giant reflective mirrors, for pumping fertilizers into the ocean. It's a big source of argument and even controversy, largely because of the scale. So how does this pair of Harvard scientists propose to study the effect of releasing sulfates into the ozone if they're not even releasing enough to make a real impact?
Well, they're really doing a very first, very small, you know, experiment to really, as I said, not so much see whether in fact it would work. I mean, scientists are pretty sure that if you pumped a lot of sulfate particles in the atmosphere, it would reflect sunlight. After all, that's what volcanoes, big volcanic explosions, do. What they're trying to see is whether, if you did that, you'd also actually do more damage than good. So it's a very cautious experiment. It's not, you know, they're not pumping lots and lots of particles in the atmosphere. It'd all be done from a balloon, from a NASA balloon facility in New Mexico, and it would involve very small amounts of particles and basically released from some sort of device hanging off a balloon, and then there'd be sensors and measurement devices to measure the effect in the immediate area. I'm literally talking about an area of, you know, several cubic feet, nothing more than that.
So we're talking about dipping the toes into the waters very cautiously.
Absolutely, very cautiously. And you know, these two scientists are very, as most people who think about these ideas, they're very cognizant of that a lot of people think we shouldn't mess with the climate deliberately, although, you know, the argument also is, well, we're messing with the climate not deliberately, so it might be better actually to intervene.
So how does this compare with cloud seeding experiments or weather modification that have been practiced in both China and Russia, and even in the same ballpark?
It's very different. And in fact, weather modification like that, cloud seeding, has been done all around the world, including in the United States as well. Cloud seeding is where you send certain particles into the low atmosphere to seed rain, to create raindrops, with the hope that it'll rain. This is totally different. This is sending particles much higher. They're different particles. They combine with water to make these larger particles called aerosols, which actually have a reflective effect. So they would block sunlight from the Earth. And that's the idea. If the climate is getting too warm, one geoengineering solution would be block some of the sunlight. And this is actually, by sending these sulfate particles, is generally considered sort of the quickest and cheapest way to do that, as opposed to actually launching mirrors into space, for instance. The problem, particularly with sulfates, is that you don't really know what the unintended consequences would be, and that's what this experiment's about.
And do you get this the idea that this could be a subject, geoengineering experiments in general, maybe like genetic modification of foods or human cells, for example, that some people just reject universally regardless of scales and outcomes?
I think it's already gotten to that level. I mean, one of the arguments is that if you go down this route of trying to figure out some way to intervene to counteract climate change, then you're essentially giving up on trying to control the carbon dioxide emissions that are causing the climate change. And so people say you shouldn't do that because that will distract society from the real struggle, which is to control our pollution, essentially.
Well, Henry Fountain, I really want to thank you for your time today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Henry Fountain writes for The New York Times. You can find a link to his article, Trial Balloon, a Tiny Geoengineering Experiment, as well as some older articles about cloud seeding and Russia's 2009 experiment. They did something similar to this, releasing particles into the atmosphere via helicopter-mounted aerosol generators. You can read about the results. You can find a link to all of those at wordofmouthradio.org.